This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Justin Ho told us earlier the cost of shelter was a big factor in last month's inflation numbers. Overall, renters and homeowners saw their costs continue to go up in August. The housing market is showing many signs of cooling, though. Sales have been slowing thanks to those higher interest rates, and prices in many big markets have even started to fall. For a ground-level view of what's going on, we called up Letitia Grant. She's executive managing broker with TAS Realty Group in Houston, Texas. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Give me an example of a house. How long might it be on the market now versus, say, a year ago?
Oh, my goodness. So I have a listing. It's on a street called Pebble Brook in our suburb. It's Missouri City. And it has been on the market longer than 30 days. Had this been a listing that I had last year, it would have been on the market maybe 3 days. And I probably would have already had 27 offers.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that is quite a turnaround. And in some ways, that seems like good news for buyers, right? Because, you know, people have been just shut out of the market in these bidding wars. Now that houses are staying on a little longer, are some of them starting to see some hope?
So, yes, for those that are available in the market, I will say, yes, this is a great time for them. But so many were so discouraged that they entered into a longer term lease. Not because they find comfort in renting, but my conversation in response to them is with inflation, up goes rent. So even though you can afford the rent today, when it's time to renew your lease, that rent is going to increase, and most likely it is going to be unaffordable as well.
And on the other hand, of course, the reason homes are staying longer on the market is these higher mortgage rates. How is that affecting affordability for especially first-time buyers?
So for us here in Houston, affordable no longer has the same look as it once had. So it is a bit discouraging for many of our first-time entry-level buyers. But whenever we talk about first-time home buyers, it's a stigma that they are low to moderate income buyers. But we have a lot of our millennials that are entering the home ownership market at above average list price. So they're not affected. However, our entry, our first-time home buyers, low to moderates, they are greatly affected.
Well, you and I met when I was in Houston reporting on the homeownership gap between Black and white households. And there was a big campaign to increase Black homeownership that you've been part of. I'm wondering what the long-term impact might be of this affordability challenge in reaching the goal of closing that gap.
Yeah, so that is greatly impacting the goal of increasing home ownership for African Americans and minority buyers. What it has done, it's gained the awareness of many other individuals. So now there are more people that are on the campaign to increase those numbers. However, with the interest rates, price points continuously increasing in African American income, not representing those increase, we are kind of at a standstill as far as our rates, our purchase, you know, power is concerned.
How about sellers? We got used to a seller's market, and they've been raising prices and, you know, cashing in a lot of equity. Are people starting to have to get a little more realistic and maybe lower their asking prices?
Yeah, they're kind of crying. They're not happy about it, but they are. They are absolutely not only getting realistic about their asking price, but they're also now having to get realistic about doing repairs. You know, during that time where people were making offers, the iBuyers, you know, the sellers didn't have to do any repairs because it was so competitive. If you asked them for anything, you were declined.
That's right. People were even waiving inspections.
Exactly. So now they're like, well, do I have to do that? And I'm like, if you want to keep the offer, yeah, you may want to go ahead and make those repairs.
Letitia Grant is with TAS Realty Group in Houston. Always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate it.